Well, it is so good to be with you this afternoon. I want to welcome David Shen back. I see him back for the weekend. And I know this long weekend brings lots of students back, so let's just give everyone a round of applause for your students. Tao returned back to school, April has left, all our college kids, we sent seven of them off, so we'll remember to keep them in prayers. We have an exciting afternoon together today. For those who don't know me, my name is Paul. I come from Canada. But my wife is American.
我的妻子是美国人。
So that's how we got in the U.S.
所以我们就到美国来了。
We have lots to go through today. Behind me is a picture of, say it together with me, it is...
今天我背后的这幅图画是跟我一起说是什么呢?
Sushi.
是寿司。
Now, Labor Day tomorrow, it's a barbecue day. I know some people are going to be eating barbecue, some people are going to be eating Chinese food, some people will be eating... Sushi.
明天是烧烤的日子，有的人会吃各种各样的烧烤，但是也有的人会可能吃寿司。
The snack for today is not sushi.
今天的点心不是寿司。
But I want you to keep this in the back of your mind, and just tuck it away as we go through the sermon together today.
我希望你们心里想着我们要讲寿司这件事情。
I also want to thank Lei. This is her first time translating, so let's give her a round of applause.
今天是我作为菜鸟第一次做翻译，请大家多关照。
You can look at the Explore God video, but if you look at the website, exploregod.com,
这是探索神的网站,
we will be joining 340 churches next week for 6 weeks, 7 weeks on a campaign, September 8th to October 20th.
将有340个教会在9月8号到10月20号来有这个共同的探索神的聚会。
It's going to be an exciting time for a church. The Chinese side has going to have some multiple preaching. As well as for upstairs in English, we're going to be having some of the students preach some of the weeks.
So we're in the upstairs is Chinese worship, in the upstairs is
English. So I'd like to invite you to come back and check that out.
We welcome you to come back again.
ExploreGod.com.
This is called 探索神, ExploreGod.com. This website.
It's been about a month since I preached to you last.
上次我离我上次跟大家讲到大概有一个月。
So I just like to highlight and compress the past 2 months of what we've been going through.
所以我想在这里强调一下在过去两个月里面发生的事情。
In this church, especially for the youth, we want to see a brave and stronger generation for Jesus.
在这个教会里,尤其是青少年,我们希望看到更强壮的一代。
I compress this further into 2 points.
在这里有两个重点,我想在这里讨论一下。
At this church, we desire to raise up more leaders.
在这个教会里,我们希望能够带领更多的领导者。
And in this church, we desire we need more people to serve.
我们希望有更多的人来服侍神。
And so last time I shared the basis for one reason why Lorena and I found each other and we decided to serve together through life.
上一次我分享了我和我的妻子 Lorena, 我们为什么会一起决定来侍奉神?
I was looking for someone in life that would share my love for the church.
我当时在寻找一些人能够爱我,能够跟我一起来在教会里进行服侍。
And so my life verse is John 13:35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples.
这个就是约翰福音13章35节是我的主导经文。
And I think it's really true. If we don't love and care for others, then we really don't know God.
如果我们不彼此相爱的话,我们也不会爱神。
And ultimately, others will not know God.
由此呢,其他人也不会爱神。
And so this is at a time right now where the Christian church is very strong in America.
所以现在这个时候呢,作为基督教的教会,and
everybody wants to represent Christianity.
每个人都想让自己成为代表，代表耶稣基督。
And so those that say they're Christians will go to places and picket at funerals. Thank God for dead soldiers. You're going to hell. God is America's, and you know whatever they want to fill in. And this to me is this is not typical of the Christianity that Jesus preached.
所以在当今这个时代，人们都想去各种场合来代表，让自己来代表耶稣基督。
I mean, that's a very harsh form of judgment, wouldn't you say?
这是一个非常让人难以接受的一个裁判。
Jesus issued a new challenge, and he said the basis of his disciple-making would be love.
耶稣基督说,他的门徒的根基就是爱。
So last time I talked to you guys from 2 Timothy, and we talked about the pattern that Paul had from his discipler, who was Ananias, and then he also discipled multiple people.
上次我们讲到门徒保罗是怎样带领他的门徒，就提摩太，然后提摩太又带领了更多的保罗，这样一个结构。
So two things that discipleship could look like at RCCA. Number one, we're going to imitate how Jesus lived and walked in our lives. And secondly, discipleship is key because we want to grow healthy believers who are plugged into God and they become dependent on Him, which will help them weather through life storms.
所以门徒呢有两个根本的要点，一个是我们要向耶稣来模仿耶稣，让他生活在我们的生活里面。第二个呢，就是因为我们想要让我们的生活每日跟主更多的连接。
Quite simply, disciples produce other disciples that look like Jesus, not just the discipler.
所以简单的说呢，门徒想要带领更多的门徒来成为耶稣的样式。
And we must raise up new disciples, more disciples in both generations, Chinese and English.
我们要在各种在中英文这个堂里要带领更多的门徒出来。
And I believe in it so much, I've given my whole life to it.
我相信这件事情，所以呢，我投入我一生在这个事业里面。
And I had a great reminder the past week and a half that I was up in the Pacific Northwest.
一周以前，我在西雅图那边。
This is Seattle and this is Mount Rainier.
这个就是雪山，西雅图那边的雪山。
And we just had a wonderful reunion with some people that had discipled in the past.
我们在那里有一个非常快乐的时光，在和其他的基督徒连接的生活里面。
I look at this picture now and I'm reminded of this spans over 21 years.
这已经过去了21年了，我认识这些人。
21 years. We were primarily there because we were there to do a wedding.
我们在那里是为了主持一个婚礼。
This is my very good friend Arthur.Who I met him in 1995.
我的好朋友阿瑟，我是在1995年认识他的。
We helped lead him to Christ.
我们让他成为基督徒。
We discipled him.
我们帮助他成为门徒。
He became one of my best friends.
他从而成为我最好的朋友之一。
And then this is his lovely bride, Kristen.
这是他可爱的新娘。
And so each of the here's a picture with me and some of the groomsmen. This is Arthur.This is Nelson and this is Tom.
这些都是伴郎。
I've spent years with each one of them, discipling each one of them.
所以我几乎跟他们每一个人都花一年的时间帮助他们成为门徒。
This is Nelson.
这个他的名字叫 Nelson.
It's amazing to know that I knew him when he was Grayson's age.
你看他从在这个年龄的时候我就认识他了，小男孩的时候。
And now he's a PhD candidate in healthcare reform.
而现在他是一个 PhD 博士候选人，在那个医疗卫生行业。
Now here's the amazing way that God works.
神就是这样神奇做工的。
While I was with Arthur as his camp counselor in 1995,
在1995年我跟 Arthur 刚刚认识的时候。
This is what happened in 1996.
然后这是1996年的时候。
That's Lorena on the left.
这是我妻子，这是当时我妻子的照片。
And check out this marvelous story. This is Arthur's bride, Kristen.
这个就是这个新娘，你们刚才看到的新娘。
We're totally two different cities.
我们在不同的城市里面。
It'd be like Lorena being in Houston and I'm in Austin.
Lorena, 我的妻子那时候在休斯顿。
It'd be like Kristen in Houston.
她也在休斯顿。
And then Arthur living in Austin with me.
Arthur 和 Paul 都在
Austin. So what a neat picture this was last Saturday.
这个是上周六。
Today, we flew back last night and I got to meet with Dr. I can't believe I'm calling him Dr. Derek Ho.
我是昨天回来的，这个是已经成为医生的这些人。
Seven years ago, I call him my protege. He was my last person I discipled up in Vancouver before I left the city.
七年以前，他是我在温哥华最后带领信神的人。
And he came to visit us today. We had breakfast.
而今天他来拜访我们，我们一起吃早餐。
He's a doctor of dentistry now.
他是一个牙科的博士。
Now all this is possible because of a few men that mentored me.
这些都成为可能的是因为在很多年以前有人带领我成为门徒。
I was discipled by this man on the left, Jacob.
这是我的导师，他的名字叫 Jacob, 雅各。
Now, this is a very famous chef who we'll talk about later, but this is Chef Makamoto, but I was discipled by this man. He's 9 years older than me.
这个就是我们等一下要讲的日本寿司师傅，他的名字叫渡边，但是这个右边的这个人就是我的师傅。
He taught me everything I knew about business.
他告诉我所有的关于商业上的事情。
Everything I knew about construction.
所有的建造业上的事情。
Everything I knew about how to be a good boss.
所有关于如何成为老板的事情。
He got me to go into ministry.
他让我成为怎样让我成为一个牧者。
And so I want to say that the model that Paul and Timothy had 2,000 years ago lives on.
当年提摩太是怎样带领保罗的。
That is the Apostle Paul mentored, apprenticed, discipled Timothy and Philegius and Hermogenes, Onesiphorus.
这就是当初保罗怎样带那些土地的那个徒。
But discipleship also encompassed many directions. That Ananias of Damascus discipled Paul.
所以大家可以看到这张图表就表现了师徒关系。
That Paul and Barnabas had a pure discipling relationship.
然后使徒保罗和其他几个人是同伴关系。
There's also Silas.
然后他们带领出 Silas.
And there's also John Mark.
然后还带领出约翰 Mark.
And so in all this, the church grew.
就这样教会就成长了。
I mean, you can see the effect of discipleship, it expands.
你就看到教会是这样的传播的。
And so today I want to look at discipleship. I'm going to use just two short Bible verses for us to really hone in on how important it is for us to make disciples.
所以今天我就想借用两条圣经的经文来讲我们今天该怎样成为门徒。
So I'd like to ask Sister Lei to read in Chinese the two or three verses in Chinese first, and then English we'll read together afterwards. We'll begin with Sister Lei in Chinese.
我们先来念中文。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20, we'll read first in Chinese.
马太福音4章18节到20节,我们先要来念中文。 So, 马太福音4章18节到20节,中文是 耶稣在加利利海边行走,看见兄弟两个人,就是那叫彼得和西门和他的弟弟安德烈,在湖边撒网,他们本来是渔夫。 耶稣就对他们说,来跟从我,我将要你们成为得人的渔夫。他们立刻舍弃渔网,跟从了耶稣。Let's
read together in English now. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Our current church mission statement is to be disciples of Jesus, blessing the community. That is, we exist as RCCA to bless the Tri-City areas of Leander, Cedar Park, and Round Rock. To make disciples of Jesus. And we exist to bless the surrounding community.
And 因为我们的存在，从而社区得到祝福。
In the scripture passage we just read from Matthew chapter 4, what does Jesus say he will make us into when we commit to following him?
刚才我们读的马太福音4章18到20节，耶稣在跟我们说什么呢？他要让我们成为什么样的人呢？
What is God making you and I to be?
那么神要让你和我成为什么样的人呢？
He says quite clearly, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
他说得很清楚,跟随我,然后我要让你成为得人如得鱼的人。
To make is to shape.
制造就是来塑造。
To frame.
来勾勒。
To form.
来打造。
To construct.
来建造。
I will make you into fishers of men.
我要让你成为得人如得鱼的人。
So Christine Kane of the A21 Network, the youth know her because we've been watching some of her videos, she says we need to ask this very serious question. Whatever else is going on in my life, I ask myself personally, are you being made, shaped, framed, formed, constructed into a fisher of men?
刚才我们看到那个克里斯汀来到我们教会就跟我们说,无论你做什么事情,你是不是能够肯定在做的这件事情里面,你从而得到了建造和塑造,成为得人如得鱼的人呢?
See, it's not something like a gift mix or a personality profile or what your ministry shape is, where some of us do this while others watch. Please listen to this church. We are all called to be fishers of men. And if you're really following Christ, then He is making you into a fisher of men.
如果你要听从耶稣的话,这就是神让你做的。
So let me put it another way. So my question is, if you're not becoming a fisher of men, then who are you following?
换句话说,如果你不想成为得人的渔夫的话,那你是在跟从谁呢?
And I'll tell you, you're not following Jesus.
我可以告诉你,并没有在跟从耶稣。
Because Jesus did not say, I'm here to make you into a famous scientist.
因为耶稣并没有说,你去成为一个著名的科学家。
A respected engineer with two homes.
成为一个拥有两个房子的。
An abundant accountant.
不用成，没有说让你成为一个会计师。
He says it right here. Essentially, I'm going to make you into a fisher of men.
他在这里说得很清楚，我就是要让你成为得人如得鱼的渔夫。
So in all of our doing.
所以在我们做的所有的事里面。
In all of our constructing.
在我们做的所有的建造的工作。
In all of our shaping.
所有的打造的工作里面。
Am I becoming a fisher of men?
我是不是在成为一个得人如得鱼的渔夫呢？
Is Jesus making me year by year more attractional, more magnetic for people to see Jesus?
那么耶稣有没有在让我在这几年里面渐渐地成为一个具有吸引力的人？
Are the things that repel people from me, are they being stripped away so that people would see Jesus?
有没有在我身上不好的东西被拿走，从而让别人看见我就像看见神的荣耀？
As the word of God transforms me day to day, inside and out, am I becoming a fisher of men?
有没有神的话在我里面改变我，让我成为得人如得鱼的渔夫呢？
And if I'm not, then who are we following?
如果我并没有做到以上这些，那我到底在跟从谁呢？
And very often, if you're like me, in my life, I was very often following my own selfish ambition.
常常我觉得我非常的自私，也非常的具有野心。
So those of us who are really following him, and we know what that feels like, he basically strips away everything that hinders people from us, and then, like the disciples, we have to drop things and follow him.
如果我们跟从耶稣的话，那真的是我们要把身上的自私和野心给放掉，就像这些渔夫一样，他们立刻放下渔网就跟上去。The
disciples before they were disciples were what?
在这之前，这些门徒都是做什么事情的呢？
So here's the funny part, right? They were fishermen already. So Jesus, you want me to be, I'm a fisherman, and now you want me to be a fisherman?
所以这里有个双关语，耶稣，你想让我成为一个打鱼的人，还是成为一个打？ 打人，专门来得人如得鱼的人呢？
Now, there's this part of the boat in between there where they immediately dropped what they were doing and they went to Jesus and said, we want to be fishers of men.
值得深思的是，这些渔夫他们立刻放下手中的渔网。
That is your, nowadays we would call it our occupations.
所以今天我们要说这些事情都是我们的职业。
When you and I are at work, it is the best place. It is your called place. It is your mission place for you to be a fisher of men and women.
我们今天要说你在职场上，这个职场就是你的合场，你就是在这里被呼召的。When
Jesus said this, he said there's two crucial parts. First, you have disciples who are sitting at the feet of Jesus, following him, imitating him.
他这里说了两点，一个是你在神的脚下的人要模仿他，跟从他。
It looks, that first part, imitating, listening, learning, it's called apprenticeship, which is why sometimes the words are synonymous, apprenticeship, discipleship, mentorship.
所以师徒关系就是你要听从，你要跟从，你要向他学习。
The second part, they were to become fishers of men.
第二部分就是你成为了得人如得鱼的渔夫。
Is a bit more than apprentice, because apprentice is you need supervision. Disciple, making another disciple is you're producing.
所以这有两个部分，你要是徒弟的话，你只是被别人监督的。但是第二部分呢，你是要去主动的去成为得人如得鱼的人。Jesus
was taking the two things apart. There was the disciple part, there was the fishers of men, and he's taking apart the two things that are most meaningful in our lives, which is our occupation and the worth that we derive from it.
所以这两个部分是，一个是你成为他的徒弟，另外一个你去成为一个得人如得鱼的人。耶稣就把我们生活分成这两部分，从而呢来锻炼我们，建造我们。
Our occupation gives us money, it gives us profits.
所以一部分呢，我们是每天去职场上班，给我们金钱。Are
people attracted to Jesus of who I am becoming to him and the things that I'm doing for him, or are they attracted to us for our money?
所以有的人是去上班是为了金钱的缘故。
And our money says a lot about our selfish ambitions.
而我们对金钱的态度就从一侧面证明了我们是不是自私和我们的野心。
And that's why I think the disciples are really important to understand in the context of the first step, apprenticeship.
所以第一步就是成为一个门徒，在你的职场上做你的事。
This one's for Pastor Song, because I know he has a very good passion for food.
所以张牧师就对食物有热情。
What do the next three slides have in common?
下个三张他们在做什么? 三张幻灯。
Picture number two. Picture number three. Now take me out of that. That's not the common denominator. What is the common thing between the last three slides I just showed you?
这三张幻灯是一个什么共同的内容呢？
They're chefs who are all very famous, and they were all apprenticed by very famous chefs. These are the Din Tai Fung masters in Bellevue. The restaurant, very famous in Asia, is now in the U.S. Look at them. Now this is what's amazing. It's not only Asians. They actually had a lot of Latino and Mexican workers here as well, learning Chinese cuisine.
这三张共同的特点就是他们都是三张美食的照片。第一张是泰国菜，他们的门徒、他们的徒弟有很多墨西哥人，他们都在那里学习这样一个技艺。
You know, it's world renowned known as one of the best places for steamed dumplings.
那鼎泰丰也是一个非常著名的餐馆，是一个是香港的餐馆。
This is Chef Mikado of Suka in Vancouver.
这个就是刚才的渡边寿司师傅。
He apprenticed under a very famous chef in Japan. He came over and he opened his dream. He opened a restaurant.
这三个厨师有共同特点，就是他们都是非常著名的厨师的徒弟。
We had dinner with him on Friday, and he said, "You know, what's your plans for the next year, 2 years, to open more restaurants?"
我星期五刚和他吃饭的时候，我问他，你在未来的两年里面，你是不是打算开更多的餐馆呢？
You know what he said to me?
他说什么？
He said to help make more chefs.
他说 No, 我是要帮助做更多有更培养更多的新厨师。
Now this is really interesting. This is Chef David of the Farmer's Apprentice.
这是厨师大卫。
This is the name of his restaurant that he opened up.
他的餐馆名字就叫农夫的徒弟。
It is the number one restaurant in Vancouver right now.
这是温哥华最好吃的餐馆。
Seats like 23 people.
只能坐23个人。
He apprenticed at a place called the Wildebeest.
他是在一个一个另外一个餐馆学徒的。
And I could keep on going back, but if you're a foodie, you'll realize the Wildebeest was started by this person, from New York City, and it's a very big following of where people go to for these chefs.
如果你热爱美食的话，你就知道这些师傅都是他们都有他们的师傅，他们的师傅有师傅的师傅。
What these chefs have in common is they have been apprenticed by somebody.
他们都是被别人教出来的。
They have sat at the feet of a chef.
他们sat at the feet.
Sat at the feet.
他们都是从一开始就被训练成厨师的。
Chef Mikado said he goes, for the first year of being a sushi chef, I only made rice.
渡边的厨师说他第一年做学徒的时候他只做米饭。
I said, excuse me, you did what? What was the first dish you made? He goes, I just made rice. That's all I was allowed to do. 1 year of training, I only made rice.
他第一年学徒生涯就是做米饭，什么也没干。
So I said, fried rice, steamed rice, kimchi rice? He goes, nope, just plain white rice, 1 year.
不是炒饭，什么饭都不是，只是白米饭，一年。
And with that apprenticeship, there was discipline.
所以这个就是纪律。
There was a stripping away of things that get in the way.
这有把身上自己不要的东西把它拿走。
There was a formal education going on.
这是一个正式的一个教育机会。
So I want to go back to the point. Why did Jesus say fishers of men?
为什么耶稣说是要成为得人的渔夫呢？为什么是渔夫呢？
Because they were actually fishermen by occupation.
因为他们真的是以前真的是渔夫。
So church, I want you to hear this afresh for you today.
所以会众们，我今天希望给你们传达这样一个概念。
If they were goat herders,
如果他们是牧羊人，
they could have been goat herders of men.
他们就是要成为得人的牧羊人。
If they were carpenters,
如果他们是木匠，
they could have been carpenters of men.
他们就要成为得人的木匠。
And so they were fishermen, so Jesus used the language they were accustomed to, so they became fishers of men.
所以耶稣特制了他们的职业，就是要成为得人的。
Whatever your occupation,
随便你做什么。
Wherever we spend the most of our dedicated energy,
你只要在白天花了最多的时间来做的这件事情。
Jesus is asking you to do that with equal dedication and focus, developing, imitating him to create men and women who follow Jesus.
耶稣就要求你用同样的激情来跟从他。
That, my friends, is discipleship.
这就是叫门徒精神。
That in whatever we spend the most time that we get to multiply our impact there to reach people because of our simple imitation of Jesus.
无论我们做什么，我们要用同样的热情来成为耶稣的跟从者。
There are many analogies alive in this room that could work.
这里有很多的这有很多的比喻就在这个房间里面。
Coleman's in the tech industry.
比如说在一个高科技企业。
He's going to be a tech leader of men.
克明在高科技企业就想成为一个得人的高科技人。
For Jesus.
为了耶稣。
Lorena.
Lorena, 我的妻子。
She's in healthcare.
她在医疗卫生行业。
So she's going to become a healer of men.
所以她要成为一个医治人的人。
For Jesus.
为了耶稣。
So who do we disciple?
那所以我们让帮助谁来成为门徒呢？
We disciple the people that we spend more time with than our spouse.
除了你的配偶，你跟谁花时间最多，你就可以帮助他成为门徒。
Our coworkers.
我们的同事。
You, most of us know this. You see them more than you see your own family.
你知道吗？你看你的同事比看你家庭的人都时间多。
And this is a tremendous opportunity.
这是一个巨大的机会。
And for young people, this is why it's so important to not rush into a career and to have different skills so that you can find the place that you will be satisfied with.
所以对年轻人来说，这点非常重要。你要在你正式做一件事情之前，你要花大量的时间来寻找自己最喜欢待的地方。
Because Jesus doesn't say I'm going to limit you in what your impact is.
因为耶稣并没有说你就只能待在这一个地方做这一件事情。
That is just to make you into a famous scientist or a respected engineer or an abundant accountant.
对，神并没有之前就说你要成为一个工程师或者是会计师。
No, he says I'm not going to limit you. You can do whatever you want.
他说你可以做任何你想做的事情。
But you have to choose to participate.
但是你必须要选择来参与这件事情。
Am I being made attractional, magnetic in the workplace?
我是不是在我职场成为一个具有吸引力的人？
I mean, the Explore God campaign, first time it's ever happened in Austin.
探索神是在 Austin 刚刚开始的一个活动。
I mean, actually, what's the plan is, whatever happens here in this pilot program is going to be used nationwide.
这个计划就是在 Austin 如果能够成功的话，就可以拿到整个国家去，全美去发展。
I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity for us as a church.
所以机会无限对于我们教会来说。
That we get to share our lives with people.
我们得以分享与更多的人分享我们的生命。
Jesus makes us fishers of men.
耶稣让我们成为得人的渔夫。
So I'm going to ask you a very serious question. Who are you following?
所以让我来问你这样一个严肃的问题：你在跟从谁？
Discipleship must also be intentional.
要成为门徒是需要刻意而为的。
Discipleship must be done with intentionality.
必须你全心全意来做这件事情。
Very often, the Old Testament proclaims about Jesus and God.
在旧约里面，很多人都说自己是耶稣的跟从者。
We are given the charge in Isaiah chapter 12. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim His name.Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted.
所以在以赛亚书十二章四节的时候就说，你们要说，当称谢耶和华，求告他的名，将他所做的行在万民中，听说他的名已被尊敬。
Christianity is not a private religion.
基督教不是一个在庙院里的一个宗教。
And discipleship, therefore, doesn't work in a monastic setting, which is just all inwards, because Jesus spent time outside in the city with people.
所以我们不是一个在庙宇里的宗教，而是耶稣基督就和人活在一起，就活在我们当中。
We need to engage culture. We need to engage outside of our homes. And this really comes back to what Jesus did.
我们要利用我们周围的文化，利用我们周围的人，这就是耶稣基督做的事情。
Jesus intentionally lived in the city.
耶稣刻意的寻求我们住在大城市里面。
He visited cities.
他来拜访我们。
So I want to be really clear just with two quick points here so we can move along. Discipleship, some people think that discipleship is everything.
所以门徒并不是包罗万象的。
I mean, I've worked in a restaurant before.
我也曾经在餐馆工作过。
I know that as a busboy,
我知道有个倒水的一个人。
I never learned the culinary skills that the chefs did.
我从来没有学过后面的厨房那些厨师在做的事情。
I might have served tables, I might have cleaned tables, I might have welcomed people.
我就是迎来送往，打扫桌子。
But I never learned the secret recipes or the cutting techniques these chefs did.
所以我从来没有学会真正的厨师技能。
Can you see what I mean by it has to be intentional, it has to be formal?
所以你看见没有，门徒是需要正式的教育和刻意的学习。
I mean, that's not to say that I didn't, as a young high school, look over the counter to watch the chef make things.
我并不是说我要偷偷的学艺。
And I could try to make it at home.
我也可以在家里偷偷的学。
But it wasn't always accurate.
但是我这样自己偷偷学总是不精确。
Discipleship is intentional. It is the mandate of all Christians. It is the mission of all churches.
所以门徒是所有的教会的精神。
Listen to this word again, make. Matthew chapter 28. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the, say it together with me, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet discipleship tries to reach everyone under the sun.
所以我们要去在 太阳底下去 去试图得到每一个人。
If your personality before you met Christ, I mean, this is the thing. We met a lot of nice people. There's always a question people ask. Well, how about nice people? Sometimes my non-Christian friends are nicer than some Christians.
有时候你碰到一些人，他并不是基督徒，但他非常的好，非常的和气。
And here's what happens. Sometimes when those non-Christians are really nice, become Christians, there isn't much change needed because they're nice.
有些人他本身就很好，他成为基督徒以后，他不需要多大的改变。
Well, these people are probably compliant.
这些人非常的顺服。
These people probably get along with others.
也能够和人和睦相处。
And so they can just kind of absorb things along the way.
所以他们要成为基督徒很简单。
But if you're like me, I'm not that easy to get along with sometimes.
如果你像我这样,
I have opinions.
如果你像我这样有自己的想法,
I'm not compliant.
我不是那么容易顺服的。
And so it's been a process for me to have to go from this to what true Christianity is like.
所以让我成为基督徒比较困难, 我有很多的路要走。
My warning is this, that haphazard discipleship is too easy.
偶尔为之的这样一个门徒是很容易的。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7 that discipleship is costly.
在马太福音7章21节, 耶稣基督说,成为门徒是要花时间和功夫的。
Can you imagine following Jesus for 3 years? Can you imagine making rice for 3 years?
你能想象就做白米饭3年吗?
And then having your chef tell you this, your head chef say, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, or chef, chef, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I'll tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me.
所以他是在念马太福音7章21节这句经文。
So you see that discipleship is really the series of testing, purging, refinement of who we are as followers of Christ.
所以门徒就是一系列的测试、蒸馏和提炼。
As the word of God transforms me from the inside out, am I becoming a fisher of men?
当神的话在我里面改变我, 让我成为, 得人如得鱼的渔夫。
I'd like to invite Deacon Coleman. I'd like to invite my lovely wife, Lorena, to come on up as I just do a quick 2-minute interview with each of them as they share a little bit about discipleship and their experience this past year.
我先想请克明和我的太太, Lorena, 上台来, 我们做一个简短的, 采访。
As we talked a little bit about how do we do this as a church, I wanted to highlight kind of some things you've been doing. So, Coleman, do you want to speak in English or in Chinese?
English.
In English, okay. So Sister Lei will translate, I think, for this. Could you tell us a little bit about your gang of 4 or gang of 5? Or is it a gang of 7?
Oh, it was a gang of 4.
Okay.
Just a little bit. In spring of 2010, the 4 of us got together, we called ourselves Gang of 4, and we started a meeting on the average once every Sunday morning in Rudy's.
2010年的春天, 他们成立一个四人帮, 他们在那个Rudy这个, 吃烤肉的地方, 经常聚会。
And yeah, we had breakfast taco and coffee, and we talked.
他们享用咖啡和早餐来沟通。
So it lasted for about a year.
有一年的时间, 我们以门徒这样的一个精神在互相沟通。
Did they get to make rice? I'm just kidding, sorry.
他们有没有吃米饭?
Sorry. So what, why did it end?
为什么后来结束了呢? 不继续了呢?
Well, looking back, it was probably a little premature to end because we were too ambitious. We were hoping that by that time maybe we can split up in 2 teams and we can form more gangs of 4.
回首往事，我们可能当时太具备野心了一点。我们希望能够快速的分裂这四个人，成为两个大组，但是我们没有办法做下去，我们就停止聚会了。Looking back,
I wish we had stuck together for maybe another year.
现在在想，我们应该当时再聚会一年。Yeah.
What was the biggest thing that you got from that 1 year with these 4 men?
这一年里，你最多的得着是什么？
I think it's to build a deeper relationship. and to learn how to build it among four men.
我觉得我最大的得着是在我们四个人里面建立关系。
Actually, sometimes
it doesn't happen easily. I think one thing at least we discovered that Sunday morning is actually a pretty good time for men to get together.
我发现在一个得着就是我发现星期天的上午可能对我们男人来说是很好的沟通的时候。
Wife and children are still in bed.
妻子和小孩都在睡觉。
So we will get up early and we'll meet at 8 a.m. By the time we're done, everybody's just ready to get up.
所以我们会8点钟起来来进行聚会，四个人。
I think the one thing that at least I learned the most is really to have a deeper appreciation of how to form relationship. I think what the throughout the process. You really need to be authentic.
所以我学习了如何在我们四个人里面建造一个更加深刻的关系。
Yeah, so I think it's now just to sum up. You know, a few weeks ago I talked about this movie that I love the most. One of the movies that I love most is The Blind Side.
几个星期以前我在讲我最喜欢一个电影叫《盲点》。
Yeah, so you know, in one of the scenes, the Lian Tui. And was in this lunch group with her friends, again of four women there. And one woman was saying, "Well, Lian, you really changed the boy's life."
在这个电影里面，一个叫Lian的女主人公改变了一个黑人小男孩的一个命运。
And Lian said, "No, he changed mine."
李安说，不是我改变黑人小男孩，是这个男孩改变我的生命。
So to me, the Gano Four, a lot of people may think that I'm the one who disciples other people.
所以在我这个四人帮团体里面，很多人可能认为克明是改变了那些人的生命。
I think through this Gano Four that I really got discipled.
但实际上是我被改变，我被建造门徒。
I think Gano Four is still a very good format for Chinese men.
所以我觉得对中国男人来说，四人帮是有效的方法。Sunday
morning is a good time.
星期天早上是好时间。So
hopefully we'll get to do that more.
希望我们能够有再机会再做一次。Lorena,
can you share us a little bit about some of the girls you've been working with, the older ones, the younger ones?
Lorena, 跟我们分享一下你跟那些女孩一起工作的经验。
So I've had the privilege of getting to know several of the young ladies here at the church.
所以非常荣幸，我有机会跟我们教会里的几个女孩子一起工作。
I want to talk first about the middle school girls.
我先想想中学女孩子。
We've been able to meet on a weekly basis and to go over a book called Know What You Believe.
我们有机会一起每周见一次面，学习一本书叫《知道你所相信的事》。
And this is about the basics of the Christian faith.
这个是关于基督经要。
And for the girls that are in high school, because they're very busy and people were traveling over the summer.
高中女生比较忙一点。
So we've been meeting every other week to once a month.
所以我们是每隔一周跟高中女生会面。
And the goal has been to just create a safe place for them to explore and ask questions about God and about faith.
会面就是为了让他们创造一个非常舒服的环境，让他们能够自由地发表论点和问问题。
And they've been asking really great questions about God and suffering in this world.
他们问了一些非常有深度的问题，比如说关于上帝、关于神、关于这个世界上的苦难。
And the differences between Christianity and other religions, which might on the outside look like the people do very good deeds.
基督教和其他教的区别，因为其他教可能也会做好事，从非基督徒的眼光来看。
So there are times when we do take a break and we just spend time enjoying each other's friendships.
有时候我们不讨论的时候，我们就互相享受这样一个友谊。
But the main purpose of these groups existing are to discover who God is.
这些小组的存在就是为了来寻找神。
What's one thing that you've learned from your time doing this?
你从中学到什么呢？
I think I have really learned that discipleship is not necessarily me teaching, but more coming in alongside to encourage and to challenge them to do self-discovery.
所以我觉得门徒并不是我去教别人，而是一个自我寻找、自我发现的过程。
I think that's an important piece when we talk about not having people depend on us, but to depend on God is when there is that process of self-discovery, self-directed and self-initiated discovery, then they find joy in learning themselves and then they want to do more.
所以我们鼓励这些女孩不是来看着我成长，而是要眼睛放在耶稣上，从而发现自己，这里面有更多的乐趣，更多的快乐。
And you're also an introvert. You're very shy.
Yes, I'm very introverted.
我是一个非常内向的人。
So like leading groups is not your normal day-to-day.
所以带领小组绝对不是我做的事。
But girl, she loves you a lot.
Yes,
she,
I've really enjoyed getting to. I love meeting one-on-one or in small groups with people.
但是我非常爱你们。
Good. Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. 谢谢。
You know, young women that are in her group. I mean, she comes home and she's excited. She goes, you know, this person's gonna be a leader in this. This person's gonna be a leader in this. This person's gonna be a leader in this.
所以 Lorena 每次回家都非常的激动，非常的兴奋，和女孩子见面以后。
So it gives her a real chance to figure out what the future of this church looks like.
所以 Lorena 有机会知道我们教会的未来是怎么样子的，因为她跟青少年在一起工作。
So thank you, Coleman, and thank you, Lorena, for sharing some practical ways that discipleship takes form.
所以感谢克明和 Lorena 来分享你们的经验。
Just remember three words today, church.
请今天记住三个字。
Share your life.
分享你的生命。
It could be over a beverage.
这可以在喝酒的时候。
It can even be over a movie.
可以看电影的时候。
Whatever happens, make sure you share your life. Discipleship happens when you share your life.
无论何时何地，你都可以和其他人分享你的生命。
We share life together to imitate Jesus Christ.
我们是为了更像耶稣。
His ethics.
学习他的伦理。
His character.
他的性格特点。
His love for those in the community.
以及他对社区的爱。
I want to close.Today by showing a short video clip of one of my favorite movies from last year.
我今天想跟大家分享一个我最喜欢看的一个小电影。
I'd like to talk about one last thing with apprenticeship, with discipleship and mentorship.
我想讲一下什么是师徒关系，什么是门徒关系。
It's this idea of excellence.
这是一个追求卓越的一个概念。
About not doing things sloppy or not finishing things, but to really do things with great detail and great care.Because it really shows ultimately that you really love somebody.
所以门徒不是随随便便乱七八糟的做一件事情，而是精益求精的做一件事情。
I'd like to talk about what we can learn from a sushi master.
我们来讲关于这个寿司师傅的事。
In Japan, there's an 87-year-old sushi master.
有一个在日本有一个87岁的寿司师傅。
He is renowned as the world's best sushi chef.
他是米其林三星厨师。
He has a Michelin three-star restaurant.
他的厨师名字叫小野本店，小野寿司本店。
He has, to this day, he's apprenticed many people, but he has two apprentices that have lasted over 47 years.
至今为止，他做了很多人的师傅，有两个人，他做了这两个人的师傅超过47年。
These two are still considered apprentices, and they're still they're assistant sushi chefs.
这两个人至今还在做寿司。
And so I haven't been to Japan in a while, but this week when we were in Seattle, remember Arthur and Kristen?
我没有去日本很长时间了，但是我刚刚从西雅图回来。就刚才那两个人，一个叫 Kristen， 一个叫 Arthur 的这两个人。
The couple that we had, you know, mentored and discipled, we had a rare treat to go with them to a restaurant in Seattle.
我们有机会跟他们去西雅图的一个餐馆。
And it's very interesting. Right when we walked in, this was the opening poster.
所以在餐馆的门口贴了这样一张海报。
And it was not Giro's, but it was called Shiro's.
这个餐馆不叫吉罗，这个餐馆不叫小野，而叫侍郎啊小不叫二郎次郎次郎，而叫侍郎。
Master Chef Shiro apprenticed under Jiro for many years.
侍郎这个师傅呢，在这个小野二郎下面学了很多年的艺。
And he opened a restaurant in Seattle, and he has many apprentices.
他有很多的，他在西雅图餐馆里有很多的徒弟。
And it was literally, it was the best sushi that I've ever eaten.
这是我此生吃过的最好吃的寿司。
I'm going to show you a two-minute clip.
这是2分钟的一个小电影。
And I want to end with the sermon with that.
然后我们就结束今天的。
And as you watch it, you can see there's many stories and applications that we can learn as a church from this.
我们在看寿司电影的时候，我们可以想到我们作为教会有许多可以从它上面学的东西。
I want you to pay attention to his apprentices.
我想让你们注意它里面的学徒关系。
And I want you to think about the word excellence.
想想什么叫追求卓越。
It's a great, I would actually say it's a great family film. It would be worth watching with your whole family.
这是一个很好的家庭电影时间。
To learn about excellence.
学习什么是卓越。
You know, what someone with the same excellence as Jiro, can you imagine that for the church?
我们能不能想象在我们教会里有像二郎这样的追求卓越的人呢？
Let's keep that as a challenge as we make disciples for Jesus Christ.
让我们来以这件事情作为激励和挑战。
Because if you're following Jesus, then he's making you into a fisher of men.
因为如果你跟从耶稣基督的话，他就让你成为得人如得鱼的人，他将来寻找你。
He's refining you, he's making you better.
他将来提炼你，让你成为更好的人。
So I ask, when close with three questions, am I being made attractional, magnetic to be a fisher of men?
我问你三个问题，第一个问题是我是不是成为一个有吸引力的一个人？
Are there things that need to be stripped away that would repel people so that I am becoming a good fisher of men?
有没有什么不好的东西在我身上被拿掉，从而帮助我成为得人如得鱼的人？
Will we rely on the word of God to transform me from inside out as we become a fisher of men?
而当我就是依赖圣经，让圣经神的话来改变我。
The disciples immediately they dropped their nets.
所以那些徒弟们立刻放下他手中的渔网。
Immediately.
立刻。
How many times do we have to hear that call?
有多少时候我们能够听见那样的呼召？
Let's pray together.
让我们来一起祷告。
Jesus, we ask that you would help us as we take a day of rest.
耶稣，我们要恳求你帮助我们有一天的休息时间。
To be recharged and refreshed by your calling for us.
来重新听从你召唤。
That whether we go back into a new school year or a new fall quarter for work.
无论我们是重新回到工作岗位还是回到学校。
Then all things and everything that we say that we would be making disciples for you.
那我们要说我们做的每一件事情都是为了成为你的门徒。
We ask humbly for your help.
我们谦卑地向你寻求帮助。
We thank you for your patience.
我们感谢你对我们的耐心。
And I pray now that we would be recharged as a church to go out and make a difference in this world.
我在这里祷告，我们整个教会要重新从你得着力量，往前行。
And God's people say, Amen. Amen.
Say Amen.